Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for John Mervin, please. This is Paige Van Horn.
This is John Mervin.
Hi, this is the Bethlehem City Council Community Development Committee meeting.
Yes, hi again. My name is John Mervin. I reside at 426 First Terrace on the south side. And I would just like to express my support for the proposed student rental ordinance. It's really desperately needed to preserve many of our Southside residential neighborhoods, which developers and investors are continually buying up and turning into student rental housing. I've been living in my house here on First Terrace for 47 years now, and I'm the third generation of my family to live in this house since it was built in 1900. As a matter of fact, there are three other residences on First Terrace alone that have been in the same family since they were built. People love our neighborhood. You know, other than the properties that Mr. Savoni's group purchased and turned into student rentals, we are still mainly a family-oriented neighborhood, and we'd very much like to keep it that way. As Anna already noted, we look out for each other, take care of each other. Everybody knows everybody. The problems we face here on First Terrace are probably even a little worse due to student rentals, such as parking. Our street is narrow to begin with, and for the most part, parking is limited to only one side of the street. So we have no side street or alley to park in when our spots are taken. Each of the student rental houses have four or five students living in them, which means four or five additional parking spots needed, which our street cannot handle and the property owners of these rentals do not provide. Many times I've gone shopping to come home and find nowhere to park. So I had to park in a neighbor's driveway until space freed up in front of my own house. Another really parking disaster is when just one of the student rental houses has a party. Then the entire street is parked up until the party ends. Other things like have already been mentioned, parties, you get excessive noise. Both from the music and the kids themselves lasting into the early morning hours, you get public urination, vandalism. Over the past many years, I've had several car windows shattered and several side view mirrors ripped off my cars and thrown on the side of the street by drunken students. Rental property owners don't really take as good care of their properties and enforce any kind of rules on the students as they would like you to believe. 424, which is right next to me and occupied by four students, currently has grass that's at least 2 feet tall and fallen over and weeds taller yet. You know, this is what they're calling luxury student housing. I don't see anything luxurious about it, quite the opposite. I could go on, but I'm sure if you can clearly see the problems that the existing student rentals are causing us here on First Terrace and the surrounding neighborhoods, I'm sure that none of you would want to live with such conditions. So again, I ask you to pass the student rental ordinance and preserve our Southside family neighborhoods. Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you for your comments tonight.